and especially in the day in which we live. You know, so we choose to take time to honor those, amen, who have faithfully walked and served and consistently with us, amen, making the ministry what it is, amen, and picking up a lot of the things that we could not do on our own, amen. And we thank God because, you know, some places they're called volunteers, but we don't call them volunteers. We call them team members. You know, they're part of the body, amen. They're members of this body, amen. And, you know, because I'll say it like this, you know, the scripture talks about, you know, our
be counted worthy of double honor, not just honor, but double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Labor in the word and doctrine. Amen. In verse 18, we normally don't read this one, but the Lord put it on my heart to read this one because we need to hear it. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox. Now he's not talking about cows, y'all. He's talking about your leaders. Amen. That treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Hebrews 13, verse 7, when you get there. It says, remember them which have the rule over you. Remember them. Who have spoken unto you the word of God. They just didn't tell you riddles. Or get up here and tell you jokes. Hello? But they spoke the word to you. See, we're living in a time now when the word is essential. We need the word. We live in a time when people don't want to hear what God has to say. They'll turn their back on you, stick their nose up at you real fast. They'll shut you off real quick. Whose faith follow. It didn't say follow them. It says follow their faith. Follow their faith. Considering the end of their conversation. And we need to understand that conversation is not just about what you say. Amen. It's your actions and your behaviors. Amen. How you acting. Right. How you behaving. Bless his holy name. Isn't God good? Yes. Amen. So that's those are the two verses that the Lord gave me when Pastor David called me up and talked to me. I said, well, what's the theme? He said, honor. And recognition. Okay, Lord, you know, that'll put you to prayer in then, right? And so I want to talk a little bit tonight about honor. Honor. Somebody say honor.
Honor.
Honor. Honor and shame were values that shaped everyday life in the Bible times. Honor and shame. You know, a lot of us like to be honored. But nobody likes shame. Amen. And it takes a good man or a good woman, bless the Lord, to have been shamed and bounce back. You got to know how to conduct yourself and handle yourself with shame. Amen. Because it can bring you back to honor. Honor was the primary measure of social status. It was based upon... I'm going to talk about two types of honor. First of all is ascribed honor. Or inherited honor. Which was a social standing due to being part of a social unit like a family. Okay. So you're part of a family. It's a social unit. Okay. And you get honor from that. Right. Amen. We're part of God's family. Yeah. There's some honor that comes with that.
That's right.
Amen. There's some honor that comes with being a part of this body of believers called the church. This family of God that God created, the church, the body of Christ. We have some honor that comes with that. Thank you, Lord. In those days, people born to rulers and leaders were held in high esteem because of their family honor, the family name. They build crests and stuff off their family name. Hello? Proverbs 22 and 1 says, a good name is preferable over riches. A good name. A good name is preferable over riches. Ecclesiastes 7 and 1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment. I don't care how precious the ointment is. A good name is better. That's what the Bible says. I don't care what the doctor says. I'm talking about what the Bible says. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God wonderful? Jewish preoccupation with genealogies ensured inherited or ascribed honor was secure. And you talk about ancestry DNA. They kept up with this kind of stuff. They kept up with track with it. Amen. When we begin to look at Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, I'm not going to read it. But Matthew shows Jesus' Jewishness directed a direct link to from Abraham all the way back to King David, down to King David. Genealogy. All the way back to King David. Hello, somebody. Look at Matthew chapter 1, if you will. Let's just look at the 17th verse. The first and the 17th verse. It says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then verse 17 says, and all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. 42 generations. It's a family thing. And they said he was coming. And he came. 42 generations. But he's coming. He came. Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38 traces Jesus' lineage through Adam to God, claiming Jesus' right to be the Savior of all mankind. Yeah. And some folks say he ain't real. Hello? How can you miss it? Right. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Look at Luke chapter 3. Scroll down to verse 38. Which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. How can we miss this? How can we overlook this? Honor. Ascribed honor. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 5, verse 19. Listen to what Paul says. Listen to what the writer of Acts says here. Acts chapter 5, verse 19. I know I got you turning a lot of scriptures. I'm a teacher. I can't help that. Amen. Verse 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people the words of this life. Look, the angel brought them out of prison and give them a message. Said, go preach. Go teach the gospel. Go spread the good news. Go spread the good news. Go speak life to the people. We're talking about honor now. Thank you, Lord. Ascribed honor. Look at chapter 5. Go down to verse 28. Look what verse 28 says. Saying, did we not straightly command you that ye should not teach in his name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon our hands. Well, they did kill him. They did it. They crucified him. But what they didn't realize was he gave his life so that you and I could be set free. He gave his life so that you and I could live. He became a curse for us. Bless his holy name. Isn't God good? Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. And it's time out, bless the Lord, that we as leaders, amen, start obeying God and stop doing what man say do. This world is messed up. And God is looking for some people who go to honor him. Thank God for good leaders. Amen. We love them. We thank God for them. Amen. We thank God. They've done well. God has kept them. Bless the Lord. But it's time for us, amen, to honor God. And I believe that he said if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he would draw. He would draw all men unto him. And sometime in the drawing, when you go fishing, you throw a net out, bless the Lord, you catch all kind of fish. You catch all kind of fish. You got to sift through those fish, bless the Lord, and find out the good ones. The rest of them you let go. Thank you, Jesus. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. You did it! God raised him up, and you slew him and hung him on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be the Prince and Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. God raised him up.
Yes, he did.
And then the next verse, they said, and we're witness to this. We know what we saw. We know what he taught us. We know what we heard. I don't know what you know, and I don't know what you saw, and I don't know what you heard, but I know what we saw. And then the second one is acquired honor. It was gained through doing honorable deeds, like running for public office. Hello. I mean, you know, everybody trying to make themselves look good. They're allowing the other person, bless the Lord, to make themselves look good. They try to find all the dirt they can on the other person so that they can look good. Hello, to get you to honor them. Help me, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't God good?
Amen.
And we begin to look at this in John chapter 2. We see Jesus turn water into wine. That was one of his first miracles. People saw that. He got some honor for that. Or could I say he got some perks for that? Come on. Now we know, you know, we like to be slapped on the back when we do a good job. We like to be high-fived when we do a good job. He got some perks for that. Amen. That's acquired honor. Thank you, Lord. Then in chapter 4, the healing of the nobleman's son, verses 46 through 54. He got noticed for that. And we do things, bless the Lord, for people to notice us. Most time, rather than doing them from a heart of, I'm just worshiping God. I'm just glad to be here to worship. I'm just glad to be a part. Amen. You don't have to make a big scene over me. I'm just glad to be a part. Amen. I just want to be a part of the company. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just like your shadow, it don't brag. Bless the Lord, somebody. And in chapter 5, verse 1 through 9, the stirring of the waters. You saw a man there, bless the Lord, who couldn't get in the water because somebody else beat him in. Jesus asked him this question. is that, would you be healed? Or do you want to be healed? Just paraphrasing. And he began to come up with a list of excuses. That seems like the way it is nowadays. God is saying that by his stripes we're healed. Are we going to accept that and walk by faith in that? Or are we going to hear what another man's report? When he has said that healing belongs to us. Jesus asked the man, do you want to be healed? Well, I don't got nobody to put me in the water when it's stirred up.
Right?
Hello? He didn't ask him that. He said, do you want to be healed? Then he said, take up your bed and walk. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 through 16, we find Jesus talking to the Pharisees and Herodians. They was observing him to see if he was going to heal this man that had a withered hand on the Sabbath. We got him now on the Sabbath. Because if Jesus healed him on the Sabbath, he would be breaking the Sabbath law. But if he didn't heal him, he would still lose honor. So when you begin to finish reading that chapter, reading those verses, you'll find that Jesus' response to their challenge was this. He clarified the Sabbath. Look, if your cow, your donkey, or your mule get stuck in a hole on the Sabbath, won't you go get them?
Yes,
and they couldn't say nothing because they would.
They would.
And he knew they would.
Yeah.
Why can't this man be healed on the Sabbath? Is it right to take life or to give life on the Sabbath? And so he healed him. And you know that made them mad. Oh, they started trying to figure out how they can get him, how they can kill him. We got to get rid of him. He a troublemaker. We need some troublemakers for Jesus. We need some people that's going to go and tear the kingdom down, tear the devil's kingdom down. You're going to try to tell everybody you see about Christ. You're going to lift him up.
Yes.
I was talking to somebody the other day, bless the Lord, and they're coming out of the closet and want to stuff us in and close the door. And expect us to like it. I don't know about you, but I'm not going down without a fight. And so that's why I'm giving you so many scriptures, because if you got a weapon, you got to have bullets.
Yeah.
And you got in war, you got to have a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
You're going to fight somebody and you ain't got but one shell, one bullet in your. You got to load up.
Yes.
Come on, you got to load up. It ain't. It's time out for being afraid.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He's brought us too far to turn back. Pastor David, 30 years. I rest over the sister and I said, 30 years, they just getting started in ministry. We just getting started. Jesus started his ministry at 30 years old. Just getting started. Bless his holy name. Isn't God good? Thank you, Lord. Honor and esteem. Respect. To honor God is to give him reverence and homage. For God alone is worthy of the highest praise. He's worthy of the highest praise. He alone. No matter how well we do, no matter how much you love us or we love them, He alone is worthy of all the praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord on their side, where would they be? Hallelujah. Because ministry ain't no joke. First Chronicles chapter 16. First Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 27 through 29. Amen. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto. It didn't say our name, but His name, the Lord's name. Bring an offering. And come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Yeah. See, because when we get things right with God, there's a beauty about living holy. There's a beauty about living holy. The Bible said holiness without no man would see the Lord. Amen. So we got to live holy. God says, be ye holy, for I'm a holy God. And I'm looking for a holy people. Thank you, Lord. Isn't He good?
Amen.
Jesus makes it plain that one cannot honor the Father unless he also honors the Son. Can't do it. Cannot honor the Father unless we also honor the Son. John chapter 5. Say John chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent Him. Look, if you don't honor Jesus, you don't honor the Father, whose Son Jesus.
Right.
On a mission. Isn't God good? First John chapter 2, verse 23. Who? Y'all there?
Yeah.
Comma, right?
Yep.
Who did no sin? Wait a minute. You mean they hung him on a tree and he never sinned? Never did any sin.
All right.
Who did no sin? That's what my Bible says. Neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reveled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Uh-oh. Isn't it amazing how sometimes when we say we're children of God and we go through some stuff, we start to suffering, our language changes. Hello? It's like we forget that He saved us. It's like we forget that He told us we're a new creation. It's like we forget that He said old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I love the Lord.
Thank you.
Chapter 4. But But he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Look, he suffered, and even in his suffering, he still committed himself to God, to the Father, that judgeth righteously. God judges righteously, but when you keep on reading, you read a little further into the storm of the scripture, you find out Jesus said that God has given all the judgment to him. He's turned it over into his hands. To the Son's hand. Chapter 4, verse 15. 1 John. Chapter 4, verse 15. Thank you. And if we know that he heareth us, and that's a good question. How do we know that he hears us? How do we know? Because he said he would. He said if we would align ourselves with him and with his word, that whatever we ask, believe that we receive it and we have it. We have it. Have faith in God. This is a faith walk.
Yes, it is.
Everything that we do is by faith. I remember one time a brother asked me, he said, how are we going to do this? I said, brother, God will supply. It's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. And sometimes when you're walking by faith, it seems like you're on an island all by yourself. Thank you, Father. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. And we got to, when we ask him, we got to know down in our knower that we already receive it. We got to know it. We got to know it. And that comes from relationship. That comes from getting into the word.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Because it's not going to jump off the pages for you. I know we got audio and all the other things that we can get the word nowadays. But I'm just an old-fashioned bookworm. I like to mark mine up. Amen. I'll forget what it said on the computer. It'll get lost in the cloud. I'll be up here teaching, blessed, and all of a sudden it decides it won't take a break. Isn't God good? Philippians chapter 2. Listen to what the writer in Philippians says. Scroll down to verse 5. And he says, let this mind be in you, not somebody else. Man, I wish that husband of mine or that wife of mine sure had the mind of Christ. No, let this mind be in you.
Come on, Jesus.
He's talking to you.
Yeah.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Look, you won't make no reputation over here. Want to be well known? Want to be famous? Jesus didn't do none of that. He came to tell him what the Father said. He said, I do and I say what my Father do and say.
That's right.
And took upon him the form of a servant, Look, we're all just servants. We're all serving. And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he what? Humbled himself. I would love to say that the church is full of humble people. But I would love to be able to say that. Amen.
Amen.
And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Obedient unto death. How many of us are willing to die for Christ? He died for us. These are some of the things that we have to settle in our hearts. We got to be willing to die to self and self-will. We got to be willing to do that. We got to be willing to say, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. I'm yours. And not go back on it. Not pull back on it. When things get tough, because they will. They will have some hard times. Had some hard times. Amen. Wherefore God, verse 9, hath also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above what? Every name. There's the honor, y'all. There's the honor. There's the honor. And God wants us to understand this. Let him exalt us. When he lifts you up, no man can take you down. Because man didn't lift you up, God did. How'd you get that? God did it. Who do you know that I don't know? God. Jesus. I know Jesus. I know him to be my Lord and my Savior. I know him to be my help. I know him to be my strength. I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a present help in time of trouble. Yes. I know this. Yes. Bless the Lord. Didn't always know this. Hello?
Right.
But I know this. I know this. And let me close with this. Esteem, honor, and respect should be given to our spiritual leaders in the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Bishop's thought. I describe honor as esteeming according to actual value. And the actual value of man is that he's made in the image and likeness of God.
Right. That's good.
Amen. In the image and likeness of God. And God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yep. Amen. Man is also spirit. This body is just the shell we live in, the house we live in. Huh? Man is spirit, soul, and body. We live in this house. Amen. And so our leaders, we're made in the image of God. So value us according to. Esteem us according to actual value. We're made in the image of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And God called us. Even before we were formed in our mother's womb, he called us. Amen.
Amen.
He called us. We didn't call ourselves.
That's right.
If I wouldn't have chose me. I wouldn't have chose me. Bless the Lord, somebody.
Amen.
I wouldn't have chose me. So I just want to say thank you. We honor you. Because you honor God. Amen.
Amen.
And we just come here to celebrate Jesus with you. We come here to lift up the name of Jesus. We come here to exalt his holy name. Bless his name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as I was looking at all of this, there's some people in the room that God wants to heal. I believe that. I believe that. Amen. I believe that. May I? I believe that. And if you know, I don't know everything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. Can I pray for you? Can I anoint you? Father, we thank you that you are our God. That even as I sit and listen and watch my beautiful sister, I thank you for the healing of the eyes in the name of Jesus. God, I speak to the fluid. I command it to go. It's trespassing. It's trespassing. And any damage that's been done to the eye, we command it to be healed. In the name of Jesus. And God, not many days from now, I believe she's going to see a difference. And I know she'll tell it. I know she'll declare it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.